From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Green Bay Packers were shut out in their first preseason game at Lambeau Friday night, losing to the Arizona Cardinals 17-0. The only real highlight of the game for the Pack was an Aaron Rodgers pass to wide receiver James Jones for 50 yards in the quarterback's only series of the game. Rodgers talked about the lack of offense.
Yeah, our offense was pretty stagnant. I mean, we didn't have the big chunk plays. I don't know if we had what we call explosive plays after the first drive, a 16-yard pass or a 12-yard run. We just couldn't run the ball effectively and get those creases and get our back on the safety and didn't convert in the pass. Game had some chances. We got to catch the ball a little bit better, and we'll get better.
David Bakhtiari expected to replace Brian Bulaga in the offensive line, and he talked about the difference between practice and game situations.
You know, the tempo, you know, there's not selected plays. You know, it could go anywhere from three plays to, like, the first drive, I think we had, like, 12 plays. So that was probably, like, the biggest thing. And then, I mean, obviously, you know, being in the stadium in front of, you know, 80,000 fans, that's, you know, a difference. And then not hitting, you know, our teammates, that was a good thing.
Packers back in preseason action August 17th on the road against St. Louis. Milwaukee put on a scoring display at Safeco Field last night, beating the Seattle Mariners 10-5. Uni Betancourt hit a grand slam. Kyle Loesch picked up his eighth win of the season. The Brewers did find out that Ricky Weeks is done for the year. He had an MRI revealing a torn left hamstring. The Brewers and Mariners square off again tonight. You can hear the game on WSAU pregame show at 7:45. Northwoods League Baseball, the Woodchucks beat Thunder Bay 12-4. The Chucks play two more games in La Crosse to finish up the season. Wisconsin Rapids dropped their matchup with Alexandria 8-7. Jason Duffner shot an impressive 7-under-63 yesterday to take the lead at the PGA Championship in Rochester, New York. He's the 12th player to shoot a 63 at the championship and was about 18 inches short of setting a record 62 on a 12-foot birdie putt. He enters round three with a two-shot lead over Adam Scott. The Plover American Legion baseball team stayed alive at the Great Lakes Regional as they beat Moline, Illinois 2-1 in 10 innings. Cal Giese went the distance for the Black Sox. Cale Pacinski drove in the game-winning hit, and the Plover squad will take on Terre Haute, Indiana in a loser-out game this afternoon. The Marquette men's basketball team has been picked to play in a New York City doubleheader on the eve of the Super Bowl. Marquette and St. John's will play the opener at 11:30 in the morning on February 1st in a Big East contest at Madison Square Garden. Michigan State and Georgetown will play later that afternoon. Fox Sports is calling it Super Saturday Hoops. And former Milwaukee Brave and four-time All-Star shortstop Johnny Logan has died at the age of 86. Logan played 13 seasons in the league and was a member of the 1957 World Series team. He died at the Clement Zablocki VA Medical Center in Milwaukee yesterday. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.